Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask them too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour.
RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. My co-host is here. Please welcome. legendary luchador himself, and right now holding two RAWF championships, he is El Vacant. Good evening, El Vacant.
That's right, two titles right now, two.
But at any rate, we'll get to, just kidding, but, well, kind of, sort of. But at any rate, it has been, we were not here last week, so we got a lot to talk about tonight, El Vacant. It's going to be a hell of a show tonight. I'm looking forward to it. So let's turn back the time to 2 weeks ago to Graveyard Smash. We're going to talk about that first before we get into anything else, because there were a lot of stories coming out of Graveyard Smash, a lot of new champions coming out of Graveyard Smash. It was something else. So let's start at the top, if we can. We have, ladies and gentlemen, a new RAWF World Heavyweight Champion in Nightcrawler, who defeated the Teflon Sheik to win his first ever World Heavyweight Championship here in RAWF. Your thoughts, El Vacant, on that epic confrontation?
Look, that was, I honestly said going into this match that it kind of depended on how and Nightcrawler showed up and sort of how Teflon showed up, right? Like, and, you know, one of the things I said is if Nightcrawler shows up the way he's been pushing for the last couple months, he stood a good chance to win that fight. And oh boy, did he show up. That was the man who was there on a mission, and he accomplished that mission. So congratulations to our new RAWF World Heavyweight Champion for his first time, Nightcrawler. Congratulations, sir.
Absolutely. Congratulations to Nightcrawler, a monumental victory to win the World Heavyweight Championship here in RAWF, which, is, as everyone knows, is not an easy task, no matter who you are. But, yeah, Nightcrawler.
That puts him in a very elite crowd.
It does. It absolutely does. So congratulations to NC. We'll be talking hopefully with him later in the program. He is supposed to make an appearance tonight. Hopefully we shall see. To the surprise of nobody, Mithras is still the Platinum Dragon champion after defeating Jobu. He is definitely this is one of the most dominant Platinum Dragon reigns in RAWF history, to no one's surprise. What is it going to take to dethrone Mithras, the title machine, the Platinum Dragon Championship, do you think, El Vacant?
I mean, if history goes to show, apparently a Bentley on his chest.
A Bentley on his chest, or somebody we don't see coming. Just remembering him losing the Midnight Hobo Championship to a guy named Big Greg, who we really haven't seen or heard much from since, and that was several years ago. So, you know, Big Greg that did that and then disappeared off the face of the earth. Deez is still your national champion after defeating the immortal Griffith, but Griffith was still feeling the effects of the ailment, and we'll talk more about that in a bit because it's kind of been revealed what happened there, but we'll talk with Griff about that. But Deez is still the national champion. STB still your men's champion after defeating Fire Chief Bill. This one was a bit of a shock. It was a great night for DW Diesel Warrior. Not only did she retain the Triple Crown Championship against Claymore and the Cougar, she also defeated Sadat to become the new Hatfield McCoy champion and defeated Maeve O'Hare to become the Estrogen champion. So a huge night for Diesel Warrior, a career night for her here in RAWF. Your thoughts on DW's performance at Graveyard Smash?
Well, apparently I got to eat some crow because I said down the line that I thought she was going to win only one of those three matches. So, you know, look, goes to show me wrong, I guess. You know, on any given night, you know, there's a reason she has been in the top 10 pretty much nonstop for what, like a year and a half?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a reason. And that Graveyard Smash, she showed that reason.
Yes, she did. She most certainly did. So DW right now in possession of three RAWF championships after Graveyard Smash. Congratulations to her. Blake F. and Bradley, still your Midnight Hobo champion after defeating Knox Boogie. However, we have a new FUBAR City champion as Papa Shaker defeated Eva, who promptly disappeared from the scene. And also, it seems like she may be gone. Well, she is gone. I trust me on that, and I'll explain more about that later as well. But Papa Shaker, the new FUBAR City champion, defeating Eva. Starlight retained the multimedia championship against Cassie Joe. But we have a new Powerball champion as Simply the Best defeated Davila to become the new Powerball champion. The Cage Shakers defeated the Hawk Stars to become the new RAWF Tag Team Champions. And then Vex retained her Champions Choice Championship against Mystic Maniac. Three stages of Hell match. Hotshot Chaz defeated, defeated Mark Caliber, the three faces of Mark Caliber. He won the Pandora Box of Fun match over over the Crow. He lost the FUBAR City Championship to Cactus, or not FUBAR City Championship, but the FUBAR City Street Fight to Cactus Josh, but then defeated the Joker in the Cemetery Brawl. So two to one, Hotshot Chaz was victorious over Mark Caliber. Chris Cage defeated Aaron McFadden. The returning Denzel the Giant defeated Uber Vegan TPO. Miss Beauty Fatale defeated Revenge Gibson in their FUBAR City Street Fight. And Paragon was victorious over Hobo Ezekiel, although that was a very interesting match to watch. And so that is the rundown for a Graveyard Smash. A lot of new champions, though, Vacant. What's your biggest take out of their setting the world title to the side? What's your biggest surprise, you think?
Honestly, Maeve losing her title is the biggest surprise for me of the night. Actually, even including the world title, that's the one match I thought for sure I knew how it was going to go.
Yeah, I have to agree. Although, I forgot to mention, Maeve O'Hare defeated me. I shouldn't have put the story aside there, because Maeve O'Hare defeated me, or should say, Lord Maestro Amadeus, and we'll talk more about that, give you more details on all that here in just a little bit. But it was a huge victory, and I actually owe Maeve a lot, and we'll talk with her in a little bit as well. So yeah, Graveyard Smash, an epic conversation. I think that's the most title changes we've had on at a pay-per-view in quite a while. So
the most on that Graveyard Smash.
Yes, most definitely. It was an interesting evening. The power has definitely shifted, I would say, to some new blood in some ways. And we're going to see where this all takes us. And, of course,
didn't you specifically say that the World Championship had only ever changed hands one time on that show?
It is true. That's right.
So now it's two.
It's two. Absolutely, it is. So Nightcrawler bucking the trend of winning the world championship at Graveyard Smash. Of course, now we have to turn our attention to just 13 nights away. The night after Thanksgiving, it is RAWF Black Friday coming to us from the Mecca of professional wrestling here in the United States. It is Madison Square Garden. Black Friday will come to you live in just 13 nights. So, with that being said, it is time to reveal the final period rankings to see who is going to be in line for contendership matches tomorrow here in Boston. We are currently in Boston. Tomorrow, Superstars will be at the TD Garden. And El Vacant, if you would, please reveal the final rankings for the period.
All right, here it is. Look, can you see it? No. Oh, right, radio. All right, here we go. Top 25. Hey, little joke there. It's kind of, no, all right. You guys don't see the look I'm getting from LA right now. That's all right. The top 25 for the period is as follows. In 25th place, we have the Marquis de Sade. In 24th place, we have Crickety Clack, It's a Hobo Attack. That's right, Hobo Ezekiel in 24th place. In 23rd place, Aaron McFadden. In 22nd place, Davila. In 21st place, we have Revenge Gibson. In 20th place, It's funny, like I never hear from this guy, and then he just pops up onto these rankings every month. Money Sue in 19th place. We have our current Superstars champion, The Wolf. In 18th place, we have our former RAWF world champion, the Teflon Sheik. In 17th place, we have Jobu. In 16th place, we have AF James. In 15th place, we have one half of our current tag team champions, the most aptly named man in all of wrestling, the unsettled Christopher Cage. In 14th place, we have Kane the Governor. In 13th place, we have, hold on, Abe, I see you out there. Sorry about the belt thing, but, you know, these things happen. You see, you're in 13th, though. Lucky 13th. Yeah, we'll go with that. In 12th place, we have, oh, hold on, here we go. I got to get ready for this. In 11th place, we have the name I love to say more than any other name because it's just so much fun. Hot Shot Chaz. In 10th place, we have the woman who had maybe a record night for her, our current Estrogen Triple Crown and the Hatfield and McCoy champion, the Diesel Warrior. In 9th place, we have, oh, look at that, finishing up in 9th place. Good for him. Big Purple, Paragon of Greatness in 9th place. In 8th place, we have our current FUBAR City and the other half of our tag team champions, Papa Shaker. In 7th place, we have our current men's champion, Simply the Best. In 6th place, our current Midnight Hobo champion and favorite Shake Slinger, Bradley. Or it's Bradley, but no. Blake motherfucking Bradley. In 5th place, we have our current national champion riding high on his win at the pay-per-view, Bees. In 4th place, we have our current Supreme Fighter champion, the Immortal Griffith. In 3rd place, we have our current Platinum Dragon champion, Mithras. In 2nd place, we have our current Champion's Choice and White Lightning champion, Vex. And in 1st place, which seems only fitting, we have our new world champion, Nightcrawler. So there you go, everybody. There is your top 25 of the period.
Wow. And very, very interesting. Very. So what does this all mean for tomorrow's contender matches live here in the TD Garden in Boston? Well, let me tell you. First of all, Superstars title will be on the line. The Wolf will defend against Marquis de Sade, right?
Marquis?
De?
De? Sod.
Sod. So like a like dirt. Sod. Marquis de Sade.
Very much like
all
that.
Right. Thank you. Well, hey. At any rate, multimedia contender match. It'll be Aaron McFadden taking on Hobo Ezekiel. Two Triple Crown contender matches. You have The Wolf facing Davila and Money Sue taking on Revenge Gibson. FUBAR City contendership match. It'll be AF James taking on Joe Boo. Midnight Hobo contendership match. It'll be Kane the Governor taking on Chris Cage. National contender match. It'll be Beast versus Maeve O'Hare. Platinum Dragon contendership match. The Paragon of Greatness goes against Hotshot Chaz. And World Heavyweight contender match. This one's going to be a good one. It will be Vex taking on the Immortal Griffith. The winner will face Nightcrawler for the World Heavyweight Championship at Black Friday. So, yeah, that's going to be a hell of a night tomorrow in Boston, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be one hell of a night, one hell of a fight, in any way you look at it. All right, let's get to some GM reports if we can. Let's start with a pre-recorded report from the lovely Raven the Enchanted on the 32-1 and Rebels and Empires.
Lord Amadeus, how are you today? Hopefully you're doing well. Right, this is my GM report. This is 32-1, week 4. We have Paragon versus Queen of Sexiness and Griff versus Penelope Washington. That is 32-1 done. And for Rebels versus Empire, we've just finished week two. Empire kicked Rebels' butt. They won 7-3. I'm waiting for Simply the Best get back to me to see who he's putting through to fight the rest of Rebels. But Empire still have Chris Cage, Teflon, Dez, Undertaker, Simply the Best, FTB, and Dr. Kent. Rebels have Revenge, Marquise, and Kane left. That is the end of my GM report. Have a lovely night. Stay safe.
All right. That was Raven the Enchanted with her GM report. Next up, let's bring on our Powerball GM, the chairman of RAWF. He is... Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Razor. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, L.A. Good evening, L. Bacon.
Oh, hi.
All right, so what do you got for us coming out of the Powerball division, Razor?
As you know, we have a new Powerball champion in STB as he defeated Davila at Graveyard Smash. So that means... probably right after the show, I will open up the division for sign-ups to guess your numbers and get into the tournament for next pay-per-view, Black Friday.
All right. Now, you realize that that pay-per-view is only 13 days away, so we may or may not get a contender match, get a contender by then. I'm gonna talk about that in just a little bit. It won't. Trust me, we got some things to talk about as far as Black Friday goes. So, but yeah, get that going, Razor, ASAP, because we don't have a lot of time this month. Just saying.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very, very much. All right. Next up, he is our Ultimate Gauntlet and Ultimate Gauntlet GM. He is.
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the red to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on a bitch. You better recognize a damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptizing blood of the ball. G, go ahead, Yosemite Sam. Fuck around, beat it, that hologram. Big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleep. With the rat that creep in my flesh. But hey, and the maggot still sleep. By the open wounds, stress.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the P to the O to the G. He is the Paragon of Greatness. Good evening, Paragon.
Good evening, Amadeus. I'm glad that I made it here in time. I'm sorry. I got a little bit spooked while walking into the studio. I could have sworn I heard sleigh bells ringing. I think I'm all right now. And here I am, your Ultimate Gauntlet GM and your Ultimate Gauntlet GM, Paragon of Greatness, with a report for you that is a bit of unfortunate news. We have recently learned that our current Ultimate Gauntlet champion, Claymore the Good Man, has retired and vacated that championship. And all the things that I have to say about Claymore in the past, for all that, wish you the best, Good Man. Get yourself right. Maybe we'll see you again sometime. But that does leave an interesting report, a very interesting report, in fact, because we have currently running the gauntlet another man that your GM has a long history with, the unsettled Chris Cage. the unsettled Chris Cage, he started his run by defeating Ali Knight, getting his first victory. He went on to a second victory by defeating Hotshot Chaz Preston, or Too Hot Chaz Preston, or Hotshot Chaz, or Hotshot Chaz, or Smooth Jazz, whatever you want to call him, the man of many names and unlimited charisma. Unsettled Chris Cage took him down, and then we got ourselves a third match. That's right, a third match. Unsettled Chris Cage defeated Aaron McFadden. Aaron McFadden goes down, putting Chris Cage at a third victory. Chris Cage would then go on to defeat Winnie by countout. This is the interesting situation. With Claymore vacating the championship, the unsettled Chris Cage is currently at 4 out of 5 victories, which means if the unsettled Chris Cage can defeat Strangleheart in his currently running match, he will be crowned the new Ultimate Gauntlet champion.
Wow. So let me recap here. So if he wins, he goes through the gauntlet, he becomes the Ultimate Gauntlet champion. But if he doesn't, the title remains.
The title will remain vacant if he is unable to win so, which brings me to the final point of this report. Congratulations are in order to El Vacant, the brand new Ultimate Gauntlet champion.
Look at that, Ultimate Gauntlet champion right here. Two-time Ultimate Gauntlet champion. Thank you.
You've done it, sir.
But wait, so if he gets through, shouldn't he have to face me?
It's a strange thing, Vacant. You seem to win a lot of titles, but you don't really defend them that often.
That's true. Company. Something weird about my contract.
Yes, regardless, congratulations to El Vacant, and good luck to Chris Cage and Strangleheart. Chris Cage currently going for a shot to become the new Ultimate Gauntlet champion. Exciting times.
Exciting times. It is indeed exciting times. So do you have another report for us there, Paragon?
Yes, we do. We have a tag team report from the desk of Unstoppabot. The tag team report, ironically, once again, we will be congratulating new champions as we are going to give congratulations to the Cage Shakers. Believe it or not, the unsettled Chris Cage and his tag team partner, Papa Shaker. Round 4 of this current season has now been posted, and the top 5 tag teams will be announced next week.
All right. Excellent. And yes, congratulations to the new tag team champions, the Cage Shakers. It's exciting times. It does seem like the winds of change have hit RAWF quite hard over the last couple months. World Heavyweight Champion, Nightcrawler, Tag Team Champions, the Cage Shakers. We'll see how they do going forward. They definitely have made some changes. All right. Thank you, Paragon. Anything else to report? Anything to follow up with? Or are we good?
Awful lot of snow lately. Not happy with that. But that's neither here nor there. Let's have a good show, everybody.
All right. Thank you, Paragon. Stick around. We got something to talk about with you here in just a little bit. All right. So some big news coming out of Buffalo Superstars last week. El Vacant, we have a new White Lightning champion as Vex defeated Mithras the Title Machine to become the new White Lightning champion for the first time in her career. And as we know, it's never an easy feat to wrest a title away from the Title Machine. So a huge victory for Vex. Especially considering the match she's going to have tomorrow. Your thoughts real quick.
Is it her first time having that title?
Is it not? Oh, maybe she's had it more than once. I apologize.
I thought she had it before.
Okay, well then she got it back. She's a 2-time White Lightning champion.
But either way, she has the title. She got it from someone that is very difficult to get a belt away from, so good for her. And now, you know, she gets to walk into a match tomorrow with 2 titles on her shoulders and a shot at potentially going after a third.
All right. Well, we shall see how that works out for tomorrow. We'll get to talk to her in just a little while. Let's see here. Where do we start? As I said, tomorrow's Superstars comes to us, TD Garden in Boston. Always a great place to have a wrestling show and some big matches tomorrow. Let's talk a couple of them real quick, El Vacant. You've got the multimedia contender match. It's Aaron McFadden versus Hobo Ezekiel. The winner will go on to face Starlight at Black Friday. Your thoughts?
I just always find myself rooting for Hobo. I want to see him win that.
Absolutely. I mean, I think they're both extremely deserving of RAW.
I just have a soft spot in my heart for a guy who, you know, means I never have to throw out any day-old meat because he just comes and eats it.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. You've got a couple of interesting Triple Crown contender matches. You've got the Wolf versus RAWF Hall of Famer Davila. The Wolf has been making quite a bit of noise of that Superstars Championship. He's been Superstars Champion for quite a while and defeated some big names thus far in holding that title, including the aforementioned Vex. What do you think about Wolf's chances of getting himself another belt here as he has to get past Davila and then possibly onto the Triple Crown Championship match at Black Friday?
I think, and no offense to Davila, but I think he has a very good shot of winning that match. And look, it is very hard to take that Triple Crown away from the current owner. It is very difficult. But I think Wolf has proven that he has what it takes to do it.
Yeah, it certainly, that one very intrigues me greatly. Well, who will win out? The RAWF Hall of Famer and veteran Davila, who seems to be going back to the old ways. The old Davila, who I know always was a tough one to crack, or the Wolf, who seems to be has come out of the den to do some damage here in RAWF. Then the other one is Money Sue versus Revenge Gibson. That's another solid contendership match. Of course, Money Sue, the longtime RAWF veteran, he has been Triple Crown champion before, knows what it takes to get there. And then Revy, she's also one of the toughest. Who do you like here?
Honestly, you'd ask me that 4 months ago, I'd have said Money Sue all night long. But you're not asking me that 4 months ago. You're asking me that now. And I got to say, I really like what I've been seeing coming out of Revy lately. Like she's kind of really stepped it up. I think she's going to win this match.
All right, fair enough. Papa Shaker is the new FUBAR City champion. He will take on either AF James or Joe Boo at Black Friday. He'll have to fend off one of those two. Which matchup would you rather see?
Which would I rather see? I'd rather see AF James, but I got to tell you, what I really think is going to happen is coming off that brutal beating at the pay-per-view, Joe Boo is going to have a chip on his shoulder and he's going to take it out on AF James. And I have stunned him into silence.
I apologize. Was just checking on a call real quick. Was hoping you'd talk a little bit longer, but that was all right. It's going to be a good match either way. I think Papa Shaker has his work cut out for him, whichever one he gets, because they are both hungry. They're both very tough to deal with. And, of course, Joe Boo, he's the necessary evil, wants to get that title back into their fold. Hobo Contendership, Kane the Governor and Chris Cage. The winner will face Blake Effin Bradley. Either one of those for the Midnight Hobo Championship. Don't you agree?
I mean, I think they're all good matches, but I'll be honest, I don't see Blake losing the title, so I think this match tomorrow is moot.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, but I think either of them could give them a run for their money. Chris Cage, of course, while he is a half of the tag team champions,
And this is no slight on either of them. They're both incredible wrestlers, and in fact, been having some pretty good good matches lately. Like, they've been doing a lot of impressive stuff. I just don't see Shake Man giving up the belt right now.
You got some mad love for Blake Bradley. What the hell is that?
Look,
all
he's
about?
Impressive. He's impressive. Like, and I don't tell you how impressive he is because you know how I feel about his entire contingent.
All right. Well, I'll ask you about all the other contendership matches in a little while. But first, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome to the program the brand new RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. Please welcome. Gentlemen, Nightcrawler is here. Good evening, champ. How the hell are you?
Greetings, heathens. I am feeling really damn good.
I bet you are.
How are you guys doing?
Doing awesome. Doing awesome. So, NC, congratulations. The new RAWF World Heavyweight Champion, a huge victory over Teflon Sheik. And right now, you are better than I've ever seen you. Not only did you finish the rankings period as the World Heavyweight Champion, you finished number one, possibly your best performance in a rankings period in your RAWF career. What has gotten into you? I mean, you took a break there for a while, a couple months or two, you know, a few. And then when you came back, you've just been killing it. What did you do during that break that got you so motivated that it got you to this point?
Well, I'll tell you what. I always go from the end of spring to the end of summer. Take time off. Go on light detail and, hit the woods, did some fishing, did some beer drinking, did some hunting. Cougar and I, we did some cardio. Not that that's anybody's business.
Family show,
right? But basically, I came back with one mission. I went into that late spring with, I was doing okay, but I wasn't, I was getting into contender matches and whatnot, but I couldn't figure my shit out to pull the trigger, and get it done. So went away, took some time off. Reevaluated myself, redid some training, that kind of stuff. Just watched a lot of it, videotapes, watched a lot of tapes of people around me, and started to adapt it, came up with a plan. And like I said, when I came back, my goal was twofold. And I'm happy to say that I was able to accomplish both goals. Goal number one, of course, getting the heavyweight title, which is an extremely difficult title to get. But that's why it is the best title in all of WU. And then, of course, the other thing is I wanted my nameplate at number one. And that's where it is right now. And I basically crossed a couple things off my bucket list. So I had a good time doing it, and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, congratulations again, but it's not going to be an easy one, at least not your first defense, because you're looking at either one of two people. A, you, on one side, you've got the first ever two-time female world heavyweight champion and Hall of Famer in Vex, And on the other side, you have the man who's won the World Heavyweight Championship more times than any other competitor in RAWF history, in the immortal Griffith. He's also tied for the longest reign in RAWF history. So one of those two will be your opponent at Black Friday. Do you have an opinion slash prediction slash preference to who wins that match tomorrow between Vex and Griff?
A preference? Not really. You know what? I've fought Vex many times. She's beaten me many times. She's tough as fuck, as well as Griffith. You know, I've beaten him for world titles throughout the universe, and, you know, and he's beaten me. You know what? It doesn't matter who I face. Whoever I face, it is going to be a tough match, and that's all there is that's all there is to it. So, you know, I'll be ready for them, and hopefully they'll come put on a show a lot better than Teflon Sheik, who I just basically slaughtered. Best part of that match is that I, you know, Teflon Sheik, you know, he likes to use his head beams in the match, and you know, a year ago that probably would have caught me, not anymore. And so I was pretty happy about that, that victory. And I was basically almost had an answer for every move of his. But yeah, as far as who I face, either one of these people are excellent fighters, and it will be a good match.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough, and it's only 13 days away, and I saw you were polished, keeping that belt polished, which I appreciate. Consider, you know, I like a good polished World Heavyweight Championship belt around at least, but I know you party pretty hard, and you know, so you and Anarchy, and when you do your rock concerts and all that good stuff, so keep that thing safe, at least for the next 13 days, if not possible. So, with that being said, NC, you know, you've climbed the mountain. You've gotten where you're going to be. What's next, do you think? What is your next goal? What is on your bucket list now?
I kid you not. The next title that I really want is the FUBAR, the FUBAR City. I've been after that one since day one, being in RAWF. Again, haven't exactly been able to win it, but yeah, who knows, one day.
Well,
right now, right now I'm where I want to be for right now, and so that's pretty much it. But you know, I still got the goals of you know, FUBAR, White Lightning, even though I'm kind of moving my way myself away from hardcore, those two titles. I've had the White Lightning before, but FUBAR I've never had. And National would be good too. So, yeah, those are in my long-term plans.
Al Vacant, any questions for the new world champion?
Well, I do have one more thing. Sorry, Al Vacant. Sorry, before you go.
Please, go ahead.
You still doing that taco thing where you name a taco after a world
champion? Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was – when you were done, I was going to bring up – You get to work with me on an item for the truck. That's how it works.
Sweet.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see what you come up for this. This ought to be interesting. So yeah, that's true. He does name a taco or food item from his truck again for every world champion. So yeah, that's gonna be. Oh boy. All right. Well, any other questions for Nightcrawler El Vegan?
Well, I mean, that was what I was going to bring up, just ask me if you had any ideas yet. Do I have any other questions for him? No, I do have one. You seem very relaxed for having, you know, for what you've accomplished and for what's coming at you. And that is sort of unusual for people who get in the position you're in. Usually they're either very hyped up or they get really concerned about what's coming for them next. And neither seems to be the case here. And I just got to wonder, I have to wonder, like, is this like a facade because you don't want people to see it? Or are you really this nonchalant about it?
I don't know if militant is the right term. I'm just super chill, you know? Saturday night, drinking my beer, talking to you guys, you know? I just take each day at a time, you know? That's all I can do, just take each day at a time. You start getting hyped up or worried about the future, you forget to enjoy the present.
I like this guy.
Let's talk about a couple of members of Anarchy, if we could. Let's talk about Hotshot Chaz. He's had a pretty bumpy RAWF career. He's always in the mix, but he never seems to get over that hump. Now that you've gotten the World Heavyweight Championship and kind of taken Anarchy to that next step, what do you think it's going to take for Hotshot Chaz to do the same or do something to get his first RAWF gold?
Well, it's an interesting question. Hotshot Chaz, he's a very good, capable fighter. I mean, he's not a pushover by any stretch of the imagination. He's definitely had some bumps against him and some matches where things may have not have gone his way. Really, he's got us as family and Anarchy to help him along the way, offer, you know, advice and all that good stuff. He'll get there. I have absolutely no doubt in my mind that Hotshot Chaz is destined for great things in RAWF. It just for me, it just takes time. That's all.
It definitely does. And he is a huge talent. There's no doubt about it. And I've been saying for a while, he's due. I think El Vacant's mentioned a few times that he is definitely due somewhere down the road for his first RAWF championship. So I'm sure that you winning the World Heavyweight Championship should be a little bit inspirational, I would think, to Hotshot Chaz and the other members of Anarchy as well. So, all right, any final thoughts you have, NC, before we move on? Anything else the world champion would like to speak about?
Nope. I've pretty much covered everything I needed to say here. You know, I'm going to take off here shortly, Saturday night. So, love you all. Hail Satan. Hail thyself. Have a great night, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the new RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. That was Nightcrawler. Great to hear from the world champion. And it was a monumentous victory for him at Graveyard Smash El Vacant. And I look forward to seeing what he does at Black Friday, no matter which one of his two, whether it be Vex or Griffith. Should be a hell of a match one way or the other. All right. Well, I need to bring this lady on. She had a momentous victory and a momentous defeat at Graveyard Smash. And I do have some things to say to her as well. Let's bring on... Gentlemen, she is the lovely Maeve O'Hare joining us. Maeve, good evening.
Oh, hi.
Hello, Vacant. You feeling a bit more like yourself, boss man?
I am much more like myself. I am myself now, thanks to you, Maeve. And first, I think first, El Vacant, your knees is open. Let's see if she's feeling a little better and maybe wants to sit on the knee. You interested in doing so, Maeve?
I mean, if it's offered to me.
I mean, it's right there. So here, wait there. Ready? There you go. Nice and brushed off, just for you. Do I get my redhead sitter back?
I suppose so.
Yay me. Two belts and a redhead. That should be a sitcom.
I mean, that seems to be half the stables in RAWF anyway.
So before we get to the talk about our match and what all went down, Maeve, let's discuss real quick the match against DW. You're unable to defend the Estrogen Championship. Your thoughts? Did possibly my match take a bit out of you, or what happened there?
I mean, I didn't think that the match against you took that much out of me until I got into the ring with DW, and then it was like I just couldn't get out of my own way. I went out there, I didn't do nothing different than I normally would, and usually I have a lot more success than that. So I'm not sure if that's more on me just not preparing myself or her doing a good job preparing herself. But I mean, like, we all saw the match. I can't deny that she had my number and now she's got my belt. And it is what it is. So congratulations to her. She had one hell of a night. But if it's all the same to you, I don't know if I want to dwell on it that much.
And you shouldn't.
Bigger and better things. Or
absolutely. Absolutely. You've got a big match tomorrow and we'll talk about that in a bit. But, first things, let's talk about what happened in the match between yourself and, well, mostly me, some of me, whatever you want to call it. So have you figured it out by now, what actually happened, what this whole thing was all about and what actually came about? Have you figured it out, or do I have to spell it out for you?
I mean, I figured out the basics of it. I'm still not entirely sure. Where did you get that rosary that you gave me? I suppose that's my first question.
Well, see, last year after what happened with Hobo, and I obviously I've been tired of dealing with the Maestro every year and wanted to do something about it. That's basically what it came down to. But I also knew I had to go places I didn't want to go.
Who wants to go to a sewer in Atlanta if they can help it?
I had to make a deal with the devil, and I knew that going. I knew that maybe, and that being, of course, Eva.
Okay. I was going to say, do we mean like the actual devil, or is this more like a oracle?
I meant to deal with a devil, I suppose you could say, in a sense. But I also knew that things could go awry. I knew very well that I needed an insurance policy. So I had those rosary beads blessed. I won't explain the process, the extensive process I had to go, but I knew that those rosary beads, I had to give them to somebody I trusted, somebody that could see through anything that happened and give them those beads so that they could see the truth when nobody else could. Therefore, have to be the one to stop me. Because
you could have included a note when you gave me the beads. Like you could have done that.
And I wanted to. The only problem was, by the time the beads got blessed and I was ready to give them to you, a little part of me had already been taken over.
Ah, the devil's in the details, I say.
Exactly. So I'm sorry for everything that I put you through. I'm sorry for everything that happened, but again, I put my trust in somebody I thought had the strength to pull through, and you did indeed do that. And of course, it also helped that Eva mysteriously disappeared at Black Friday, although it almost let the Maestro completely through, but thanks to you putting those beads around my neck like you did, that stopped the whole process. He is gone again, at least for another 10 months. And I owe you a debt of gratitude. So thank you, Maeve, for once again, you know, another person I owe to the debt, I owe debt of gratitude to for saving me from the maestro. But thank you once again.
Well, I didn't do nothing that no decent person wouldn't have done, but you're quite welcome, boss man, and I'm glad to have you back.
Yeah, well, you're not the only one I have to apologize to, unfortunately. But we'll get to that in a little bit. As you spoke earlier, it is time for you to move on to bigger and better things. Tomorrow here in Boston, a national title championship contender match, a title you have not held yet in your RAWF career. You go against a familiar opponent for a shot at Deez's national champion in Beast tomorrow in Boston. So you two had a hell of a run. They're battling it out for the Midnight Hobo Championship a couple of years ago. Now the two of you square off for a possible national title match against Deez. Your thoughts?
I mean, it's always fun to face off against Bahia Hog. He's always an interesting opponent. I'm not going to say that he's always a difficult opponent, other than, like, you can't overlook someone who's as big as he is. But I've noticed what's that American expression about bragging on yourself?
Don't.
I don't stop nobody in this business.
I know.
There's some American expression for it. Anyway, not to do that. But I've noticed that Bahia Hog tends to have a certain weak spot for me, and I am not above exploiting that, especially when it means getting a shot at the belt I haven't held before. So we will see tomorrow how that goes, but either way, I'm excited about it. I always enjoy facing off against him, so good luck to you.
All right, so if it is indeed you versus D for the national title at Black Friday here in just 13 short days, you're going to be able to shrug off. You're going to be able to shrug off what happened at Graveyard Smash in both matches to be able to defeat Deez.
I mean, I'd love to say yes, of course, that's what's going to happen. But the truth of the matter is that nothing's certain, especially not in this industry. I will say that I probably have the advantage that, unlike most of you Yanks, I ain't going to be carrying around 20 pounds of extra food at Black Friday. Why do you eat so much? Like, it's not like the food's going nowhere.
Yes, it is.
Where is the
food? In my belly. Look, it's the one American holiday that I can get behind, okay?
Do you have anything special planned for the taco truck for the festive season, then?
We're working on it. The answer is probably yes. I'll probably unveil that right before Black Friday.
I'll make a suggestion for you: sweet potato empanadas.
Oh, that could be good. Maybe with like a cranberry dipping sauce.
I will say that's an American food that I've really come to enjoy is cranberries. We don't have much of those back home, and they're really good.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. Well, Maeve, good luck to you tomorrow against Beast, and I want to thank you again for at least for another year getting rid of the maestro. And, you know, basically...
If I were you, boss man, I might save those thank yous till after you've apologized to the other folks you need to talk to, because he might not thank me for sparing you when you get to what's coming down the line.
You're not wrong. Unfortunately, you are not wrong. All right, Maeve.
I try not to be. But I for however long it lasts, I really am glad to have you back, because despite everything and how irritated I got with yourself, Maestro, Lord Maestro, whatever that weird amalgamation was that you were, I do consider Lord Amadeus to be a friend, and I'm glad you're back.
So am I. So am I. Thank you, Maeve. And speaking of apologies, El Vacant, thank you, Maeve, by the way. But I guess I vaguely remember possibly shocking you a couple of times.
Yeah, that's the thing that happened.
Yeah, you all right? There was no permanent damage, right?
No, I'm good. I mean, strangely enough, because of the things you were doing, I kind of put it out of my head right after it happened each time, which meant by the time I was able to remember and recall it, it didn't hurt anymore.
That's good. That is a positive, yes. Oh, by the way, yeah, we can get rid of this pipe organ. I don't know why it's even still here, but I guess I forgot to tell people to get it, not bring it with anymore. I will not be playing that. I don't even know how I played it.
Yeah, I was kind of curious to see if you could
play it. I don't play any instruments besides the drums. But at any rate. All right. So next up, ladies and gentlemen, she is the reigning champion's choice and White Lightning champion. And tomorrow, she faces the Immortal Griffith for a shot at Nightcrawler's World Heavyweight Championship at Black Friday. Please welcome. Gentlemen, she is Vex. Good evening, Vex.
Good evening, LA.
Oh.
So,
first
of all, two big wins at Graveyard Smash. And then last week in Buffalo, you had two title opportunities and walked away with probably, the bigger one of the two in the White Lightning Championship. A victory over Mithras for a title is never an easy thing. So a huge victory for you there. So a lot of momentum for you riding into tomorrow's match with the Immortal Griffith. However, it's the Immortal Griffith. What is going through your head right now?
Well, I mean, as far as White Lightning, it wasn't that big for me because I have held it before and I haven't held the Superstars. In fact, I think I'm pretty sure that's my first shot at it that I've had as a RAWF Hall of Famer. I've always been in the area of can't get a shot at this. So, yeah, that's fun. tomorrow, Griffith. I don't know what you expect me to say here. Have you seen him?
Well, not tonight. I see him out there, but I don't know. We know he's been on a mission. We know what his attitude's been about, and right now I'm sure he's not in the best of moods. So, yeah, that's not going to be a. It's going to be interesting, to say the least, Vex. But, this is something you've been working for, trying to get back to the World Heavyweight Championship. So, you know, you knew it wouldn't be easy. And this certainly would be the final battle, if you will, to get to Nightcrawler at Black Friday. But
yeah,
I don't.
I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, I got lucky against Mithras. I will not deny that. I got absolutely lucky. Usually, when he hits me, I am a lot more gassed than I was for that match, and I got lucky there. No two ways about it. For me to beat Griffith, it took me 2 months longer than he did to get back to this spot, right? That that should say a whole lot more than anything I could say. It took me 2 months longer than it took him to get back to where we're standing now. Former tag partner. Pinnacle was a good team. My best friend's tag partner. God, there are so many outcomes to this match that I can't even describe on radio. I can't even give you an adequate representation of what is going into tomorrow, except to tell you that it is going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. I'm not hopeful. Nightcrawler is probably going to be defending to Griffith, because I would have to continue my lucky streak, and the full moon in Taurus has already passed us.
Well, let's say you do get quote unquote lucky tomorrow and get past the immortal Griffith to move on against Nightcrawler at Black Friday, which I will mention is the pay-per-view you won your first World Heavyweight Championship against at a few years ago against Knox Boogie. So some good history there as far as the World Heavyweight Championship for you at Black Friday. Talk to me about facing Nightcrawler at Black Friday.
I haven't thought too much on it. You know, that's another one where I thought I was going to go for it against someone else. I haven't thought about facing Nightcrawler except for the last maybe 10 minutes. That's a difficult match because, as a lot of people know, Cougar and I have been on, I wouldn't say exactly friendly terms, but warm terms. If there's something that I'm needed for, I can go and I can interact with Anarchy. There's been no bad blood between us. If I take her husband's belt in my pursuit of being not just the first female to win that belt twice, but the first female to join the 3-win club, I think there'll be a cougar after my ass. I'm not afraid of Nightcrawler. Nightcrawler wants to yell Hail Satan all he wants, that I was married to Cheeky and that I've seen things that he can only dream of. So there is no fear. There is no intimidation when it comes there. Absolutely good on him for winning the title from Teflon. Absolutely good on him for getting his rankings. I'm not taking anything away from that before anyone assumes something I'm not saying. You have to understand I'm looking at facing Griffith to get to Nightcrawler. I can't look at Nightcrawler as my next obstacle. I have to look at Griffith as my next obstacle.
Which is smart, which is extremely wise, because, I mean, it's Griffith, and we know exactly what he's capable of. So with that being said, congratulations on being the new White Lightning champion, and, you know, don't know when that title will be defended next, but look forward to seeing that happen. A two-time White Lightning champion now. Any other comments? Anything you have to say, Vex, before I want to move on? Anything to Griffith, since you know he's around somewhere?
Griffith knows exactly the situation I'm in. I'm just the body in the ring that he's going to have to throw out. And that I know. that I'm aware of. So when it comes to him talking about how he's going to beat me because what he's going to do is what he's going to do, I hold no imagination that he is looking at this the same way I'm looking at this.
All right. Well, you do have about, probably less than 13, to be honest with you, to decide who you're going to defend the Champions Choice Championship at Black Friday. Any quick thoughts to that? Or is that a process you haven't even begun to think about yet?
That is a process I haven't even begun to think about yet. It has been a manic few weeks, to say the least. I mean, maybe someone's going to get imaginative and actually bother with a call out. There was a point where I had an idea in mind, and it's gone by the wayside. Let's see. Maybe I get past Griffith. Maybe I defend Champion's Choice to Nightcrawler. It's an idea. Could have some fun with that, but I'm more likely to grab Strangleheart by the ear and make him just crawl around the ring on his knees and wear his little gimp mask and thank me for whipping the ever-loving fuck out of him. I'll put asses in seats.
Well,
I just say family show again.
Well, I look forward to finding out exactly what's going to happen there.
Show.
I'm sure you will let me know when you make that decision. And Vex, good luck to you tomorrow. Big match. And what can I say? Have fun, I think.
Yeah, lots of fun. Thanks, LA.
Elvake, real quick, your take on the Vex-Griff match tomorrow. We know what the mood Griff's got to be in at this point, considering all that's happened. What would you rate?
I mean, no offense to Vex, but it's generally not good for anybody to end up in their match with Griffith right after something really pisses him off. Like, that generally goes poorly for whoever it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, next up, let's bring back in the Paragon of Greatness if we can. Paragon?
Okay, how you doing, LA? I'm sorry, I am distracted today. Some things happened at Graveyard Smash.
Really? What happened to Graveyard Smash? Do you want to talk about it before we...
Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, somebody may have announced that I had a certain opponent that I wasn't actually supposed to have at Graveyard Smash, and somebody else may have taken that a little bit to the heart, and there may have been some holy crap going on at Graveyard Smash, and all I've got to say is that for some of you that may have seen a certain camera angle at the pay-per-view, that was not a pickle in my pants, nor was I excited to see Santa Claus.
I don't know where Hobo Ezekiel got that idea from. I must have missed something there. Something happened that I missed that gave him the idea to dress as Santa Claus for Graveyard Smash?
You want to tell him or
you don't? I don't know if I can relive it. Vacant, you want to take this one?
Yeah, you did it, you blonde dumbass.
I did?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you was in very liberal quotes, but yes.
Someone just before the pay-per-view, air quotes, spun the random draw only for a certain holiday creature to show up a couple of months too early to be drawn as the opponent for Paragon of Greatness, only for me to later find out, okay, that was just a bit of a joke, just to torture me.
Damn that maestro. What a bastard. I'm glad I had nothing to do with that.
But apologies to everybody around the world that happened to catch this wardrobe situation. You know what? Bob did a bad job. Sometimes even the best of us have a bad night.
Oh, and the replay is going viral on the RAWF network, apparently, of that match. So.
Of course it is.
All right, well, let's get off of that, because you were victorious over Hobo Ezekiel, which propelled you to a Platinum Dragon contendership tomorrow against Hotshot Chaz. Talk to me about possibly getting back to the Platinum Dragon Championship and facing Hotshot Chaz with a possible shot at Mithras' Platinum Dragon Championship on the line.
Listen, it's no secret. Over the last several months, I haven't been quite as happy and uplifting, I guess, as I once was. There's been a lot of problems that I've been noticing and a lot of things. A kind of a strong sense of hopelessness. Like I'm swimming against a tide that I just can't beat. And I don't know if there are proper words to express what it would mean to me to be able to come through this and walk out holding the heart and soul of RAWF, to be able to withstand the things that have been going on inside my mind for the last several months, and to know that in spite of everything, I'm still able to be that guy for RAWF, that guy for all of our fans around the world. I'm still able to not only come out the other side intact, but come out the other side the same paragon that our fans around the world have come to love and appreciate. With that said, I have to understand the kind of mentalities that I've been going through the last couple of months is not unique to me. I'm not special. And a lot of times we all have various struggles that are going on. And I'd like to, for a moment, take a direct quote from my opponent, Hotshot Chaz. 2 weeks ago in the Ultimate Gauntlet scene, after being defeated by the Unsettled Chris Cage. The quote is as follows. Chaz doesn't get nice things, like wins or titles, so I don't give a fuck anymore. Now, there are two ways to look at something like this. The way our current gauntlet runner, Chris Cage, looked at it, bring on the next whiner, as he said. And hey, this is a competitive sport, fair enough. But knowing that dark fog that's been going around RAWF for a while now, and knowing the types of things that we've had to see and endure for a good while, I have this to say to Hotshot Chaz before our match. You absolutely do get nice things. You are absolutely entitled to wins and championships, and you are somebody who will get there when you get there, and you are a top-class competitor. Tomorrow's match is going to be a hell of a match that I do not anticipate is going to be a walk away for either one of us. I wish nothing but luck to you, and even if you don't pick up this one, you got the next one.
All right. Well, I mean, and for you, it's also would also be, you know, a kind of a comeback story. It's been a while since you've held a major RAWF championship, so a possibility of facing Mithras at Black Friday for the Platinum Dragon Championship has to have you at least a little excited.
I mean, unbelievably so. You know, it's within my constitution that I have to talk directly to my opponent. I have to let them know that I'm not the kind of guy that's going to try to shit on them and their aspirations. I'm not going to try to hold them back, and I'm not going to embarrass anybody out there But that is far from saying that I'm a pushover, or I'm going to lay down, or I'm going to just give up on the things that I want. The Platinum Dragon Championship is often considered the heart and soul of this company. A phrase and moniker that has also been bandied about and thrown at, and I don't want to sound egotistical when I say this, but a phrase that has been bandied about a lot when talking about Paragon of Greatness. I think that the wrestler and the championship are a perfect match for each other in a lot of ways, and not just gold to me. I would be a liar if I had said all of these years how much I care about RAWF, how much I fight for this roster, the locker room, our fans around the world, and then I would disingenuously go out and not do everything I can to hold that Platinum Dragon Championship. This isn't just a shot at redemption. It isn't just a shot of maybe coming out of the fog a little bit. This has so much more meaning on a personal level because I love this company, and nothing represents that more than the Platinum Dragon Championship.
All right. Well, sir, I wish you good luck tomorrow against Taza Chaz. I mean, it's one way or the other, it's going to be a good story going into the match with Mithras. So any final thoughts, sir, before you take your leave for the evening?
Listen, Title Machine, I have not forgotten about you. I know that I kind of went out of my way to not mention your name right now or talk about the potential of that because I don't want to look forward to a match that hasn't been confirmed yet. But if I win that match, I'll talk about you next week, and I'll let everybody know just how important you are to this company and how much of a big deal you are as well.
Where's that music? You hear that? I didn't hear anything. What? I have no idea.
Enter.
All right. That's well, Paragon, right. Good luck to you tomorrow against Hotshot Chaz, sir.
Thank you.
All right. So, a little late, but I think we're going to take a quick song break. Because I'm putting off our next guest just for a few extra minutes because I have a feeling might need a couple minutes. So we'll be back in just a few minutes here on RAWF After Hours here on the RAWF Radio Network. We'll be back in just a second.
I've had enough. I'll make a mistake. We'll be right back.
All right. We are back. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. I'm Mort Amadeus. This is El Vacant. And it's going to be a big night tomorrow in Boston for sure, El Vacant, when this man faces Vex for a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship. Let's bring in... Gentlemen, he is the immortal Griffith. Griffith, good evening.
It is, isn't it? Quite a lovely evening.
I assume you're feeling a lot better than in recent weeks.
Yeah, funny enough.
So I'd like to apologize to you as best as I can for the maestro having someone poisoned you for several weeks.
Over and over again.
It's funny, though.
You see someone. You had someone do it. But see, it's not just someone, is it?
I mean...
That someone is here.
That someone is here. You're not wrong. And you know.
You've known me a long time, LA. Have you not? At least by your standards.
Yeah, Griff.
Have I ever really been known to let something like this go?
Well, I mean, no. I of course not. And I'm
your saving grace is that I know it wasn't you. And I can't get to the individual responsible, at least not currently. But I can get to his toy. I can get to the tool he used to carry it out. And you want to apologize to me, but I don't want your apology. I want what is owed to me. So I'm going to ask you for something. And the only answer that's going to come out of your mouth is yes, Griffith. FCB is mine.
Well, I guess I better bring him out then. We'll be right back. and gentlemen, Fire Chief Bill has arrived. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Amadeus.
William.
Well, Griff, here he is.
I have to ask you, William, how does it feel knowing that the architect of your demise left you to face it on your own? How does it feel knowing that everything you did, every vile, disgusting thing you did, was for naught, because at the end of it all, here I am, still sitting as the number one, well, not yet, but soon, the number one contender for the world championship. All of your efforts were for nothing.
You want to know something, Griffith?
Yeah.
I was doing what I was told.
Yeah.
I understand that.
And as you said,
I was a tool.
Yeah.
I could have possibly done things differently. But you know what? I didn't. And you want to know something? So fucking what? What are you going to do, Griffith? I mean,
funny you should ask.
We both know we can fight. So what are you going to do? We're going to start a brawl right here in the studio? I don't think that would be a good idea.
No, William.
Because
William,
we get our business. Shut the fuck up.
You will watch your tone, son, or I will take
I won't watch shit.
Okay,
I won't watch
easy
shit.
Now. Easy, gentlemen. Easy
I won't
now.
Watch shit.
No,
Lord Amadeus. Lord Amadeus, the maestro.
Bill.
Who the fuck?
Bill, I understand it's a stressful time right now. Let's just try to get calm. So, Griffith, what is it you want out of this?
You see, I'm not going to let you provoke me, Bill, because I'm above that. And more importantly, you're beneath me. What I am going to do is do exactly to you what you did to me. And I'm going to make the rest of your month a living hell.
Oh, what are you going to do? You're going to try to poison me? Let me tell you something, brother.
Well,
being a fire chief, I know all kinds of ways to counteract poison. Okay, so don't even try to bullshit.
All right,
funny. It's an interesting choice of words, Bill. L.A. What I need from you is a series of matches, that I'm going to be calling a pick your poison match. For the rest of the month, I get to choose who you face and in what kind of match.
Amadeus, you don't want to do this.
Bill, I kind of owe it to him. I don't know what to tell you.
And we'll start out nice and simple. We'll pull the Band-Aid off nice and quick. I'll let you know who you're facing tomorrow right now. In fact, he's sitting right out there tomorrow night in a weapons-filled cage. You face the title machine, Mithras. Have fun.
You see, I knew this was gonna, the minute you said, Bill, just go ahead and do, I knew. You know what, Griffith? It doesn't matter if I accept the challenge or not, because I know this little punk right here, Lord Amadeus, is going to do what you ask. because for some strange reason, you have him wrapped, okay? Maybe it's guilt. Maybe it's something else. I don't know. But you know what? Fuck it. Bring it on. Mithras, I see you out there. Bring it. Let's do this. Are you gonna bust my head open with a brick? Bring it. That's just stitches. That's scars. That heals. It yeah. Oh shit. I don't know. What is Thank you, Maestro. Here, you can have this medal back. You know, the one that Simply the Best took from me. You know, I went and found it. You know, because for some strange reason I was, you know, thinking maybe it didn't happen the way it did. But I found it, and it was bent and gnarly and just it wasn't the medal you gave me. So here. Take this piece of shit.
Okay. I'll take it back. Well, when did I give this to him? Okay.
Oh, that would be the other you again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the whole thing's a little bit of a mess. Bill, I'm sorry. I hope someday you can forgive me, but I understand why you're upset. And that match will happen tomorrow. You should probably go, Bill.
Yeah, I think I should. Because you know what? That pipe organ doesn't look too heavy. You know? I'm pretty sure I could pick it up.
You probably should leave, Bill. Please. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Griff, that you got what you wanted for as far as FCB goes. But can we move on and talk about the match against Vex tomorrow for a shot at Nightcrawler's World Heavyweight Championship?
Oh, sure. Sure. I have plenty of time to bask in what's going to be happening to Bill. So sure, let's move on to greener pastures, as it were.
So, again, as I mentioned, you are facing Vex tomorrow. The winner will go on to face Nightcrawler for the RAWF World Heavyweight Championship at Black Friday, a title, and you have won the World Heavyweight Championship at Black Friday before. So, I think so. Yes, you did. 2 years ago, actually. So, where do I start here? First of all, the match with Vex. What are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts? Over a month ago now, back more than a month and a half ago now, your other self wouldn't leave good enough alone. I was on vacation. I was enjoying myself. I was relaxing, but that wasn't good enough for someone. So I made a point. I made a point coming off vacation and letting it be known exactly what that meant for me and, more importantly, for everyone else in the company. And made a statement pretty much instantly with Hawkster. But soon after that, as you know, things started going a little south. Certain mishaps kept occurring, and it did not help my progress. But you see, I said from the beginning that the tempest, like all storms, it's hard to predict, and it's certainly impossible to stop. You see, it doesn't matter what you do to me, because I am inevitable. I told you, I told everyone else, the tempest is coming. And it brings with it two words,
two very simple words that carry so much weight. 9 times. And it doesn't matter who has the title when I get there, and it doesn't matter who you put between me and that title. Doesn't matter if it's Vex. Doesn't matter if it's, well, it can't be anymore, but Claymore. Doesn't matter if it's Christopher Cage. All will fall to the storm. Because as I tell you all time and again, I am unstoppable. And I am coming for what is mine. And anyone who gets in my way will be pulled into the undertow like so much flotsam.
All right. Well, Griff, with that being said, good luck to you against Vex tomorrow. Al Vacant, any questions for Griff?
I'm almost afraid to ask, but I guess I will, because I was going to ask this before. He just said the storm, the flotsam thing, but I don't know what the hell is flotsam. Yeah, never mind. We've asked other, the other contenders have been asked if they have any thoughts about the title holder if they get that far, so I guess it's only fair to ask you the same.
Do I have thoughts about Nightcrawler? That's a good question. It's a fair question. And I do. I think he, like everything else, will be cast upon the rocks when he gets in my way. But that is not meant as derision. I'm actually quite impressed with Nightcrawler. He's done something, frankly, I never thought he could or would. But you see, something... some spark lit in him not long ago, and he changed. And I've seen that spark before, right here in this company. And I always love when I see it. That is a man who got tired of being on the mid-card. That is a man who is tired of being a joke. That is a man who was tired of not being taken seriously. And the way you fix that is to force them to take you seriously. Well, I see you, Nightcrawler, and I take you seriously. You have the RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. It was no fluke. It was no mishap. You went out and you took it. And I respect that. Now the question is, can you hold it against the single most decorated champion in RAWF history? It's your moment to shine, son. Now let's see if you're bright enough.
All right. Well, as we said, it's the Immortal Griffith versus Vex tomorrow. The winner will go on to face Nightcrawler at Black Friday for the World Heavyweight Championship. I wish you good luck, Griffith. And once again, anything else you'd like to address?
No, I think I got what I came for.
All right. Well, thank you, Griff, and I'm still alive, El Vacant. I don't know how that happened, but okay. I'm not going to complain.
Oh, and just in case he's still in there listening, Maestro, if you can hear this, I am immortal, and I will see you again.
Glad he's in there. I don't think he's in there, but well, I'm sure somewhere he's listening. All right. Thank you, Griff. All right. We're going to take a quick word from our sponsor before we move on to our next guest.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following. Blaze Brew proudly brings to you Eliminator Beer. Don't get eliminated, get obliterated. Drink Eliminator Beer. Comes in a wide variety of flavors and colors. Available now at your local liquor stores, beer distributors, grocery stores, gyms, hairdressers, gas stations, restaurants, doctor's offices, pubs, bars, brothels, strip clubs, and street corners. Eliminator Beer, get one now. You won't be disappointed. You'll be shit-faced drunk.
All right. Next up, let's talk to Mr. RAWF. Hopefully he's on. He's standing by. Which is always a question. Let's find out.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die?
Gentlemen, I think Judgment is here. Judge?
Judgment.
Judge?
Oh, hi, everybody. I was getting a detailed read.
There he is. Good evening, Judge.
Good evening, Amadeus. I can't get these damn headsets to come on when you want them to. Any other time they sit here, then you can't get them to be quiet when you want them to. I'm just going to, and, you know, listening to two ears is hard.
You need a third one? We go try to find
I need
you a third.
I need a third ear so I can hear.
All right. So, Judgment, it is that time of year again. It is Thanksgiving Day, just a week, just a little less than 2 weeks away. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It is one of your favorite times, and of course, you are in charge of the RAWF parade float. So, you've had a few days to start planning. How are preparations for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
It's coming along. It's coming along.
I didn't like that. Did you forget?
No, I didn't forget. I forgot. Like I would forget. No, it's coming along. I had to sit back and I had to ask myself, because I call myself self. I said, self, what? How am I going to top last year? You know, last year you and El Vega went in Grand Marshal. You got the road on. You rode on the Big Turkey, and you were at the very beginning of the parade. So
you know, I now have a new rider in my contract thanks to that.
We have to get you a new rider in my contract.
I had my contract altered to say no more turkeys.
No more turkey. Okay, so no more turkey. Well, okay. You know, you're going to love this one. This one ain't going to be a turkey this year. You guys are going to be riding on. No. This is something a lot nicer.
Good. I'm glad. You know, this is, I look, I both look forward and dread this every year.
Well, I was going to put you, I thought to myself, I could put you on a float with snowmen and penguins, but I was like, no, Ovechkin don't like snow. He don't like cold.
No, not penguins. Those are practically turkeys.
Yeah, so I don't want to do that. So then I thought to myself, what else can I do with Ovechkin? So I got something for, I picked out the perfect float for you guys. You guys are going to be the grand, you guys are going to be front and center on the brand new, first time ever. Can't tell you the name of it yet, but you'll find out when it comes next week.
Okay.
I may even have a actual image of it next week. Well, no, you got to be on perfect. No, just show up at Macy's on Thanksgiving morning and get on the float. We'll have pictures the following Saturday.
All right. Sounds good. Elvacan, you excited?
I mean, cautiously, but yes.
Okay. Well,
and you know what? And not only, I have outdone myself this year, ladies and gentlemen. Not only are you two going to be on the front and center of the float, but we also got room for four other superstars, and those superstars are going to be, I have already picked out the superstars that are going to be on the float with you. Would you like to know who they're going to be?
Sure. Why not?
Okay, we're going to have the chairman of the board, Razor. We're going to have the Irish's very own Maeve will be there on the float with you. The ever going, he's not going to be in his pickle mobile this year, but he will be on the float, Paragon, because floats always work so much better with Paragon on there. And last but not least, we're getting a bot out. Unstoppable bot will be on the float with you.
Okay. Good luck. Okay. All right. I that's fine. I can live with that.
You're going to have fun. Yeah, they're going to give out. This year, you guys are going to have fun. You guys are going to have to be the ones that's going to be there. And, you know, you're going to have your own section, and then they're going to be in the section. It's going to be good. Trust me.
Okay.
I can pull this off. I'm hoping I can get this off. Can I get this off? I think I can pull this off. Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Sounds good, Judge. Yeah. Looking forward to Thanksgiving.
And the sponsor of this year is tough. And the sponsor, the person that's sponsoring this float this year, usually I sponsor the Spermicide and REW. I sponsor it. This year it is the L. Vacant has stepped up and given me a little bit on the taco truck, from the taco truck sales, as he is going to be one of the backers this year.
Oh, is that right, Elvacan?
I'm sorry, what? When did I agree to this?
You get it. Just agree with it. Just say it. Go with it. It works. Trust me. Just say yes.
Ellie, has that ever worked out for you when you do that?
Well, discuss it after the show. I'm sure we could work something out. All right. Well, Judge, I look forward to it, and we will see what happens. Anything else on your mind tonight? Anything you'd like to talk about? Hatfield-McCoy report? Or
yes, Hatfield-McCoy. Now, Hatfield-McCoy, we're going to be doing something a little different this year for this month for Hatfield-McCoy. Given the holidays coming up, and I'm going to be I'm going to be going overseas for a couple business meetings. I've got a couple things I'm going to be doing. This month, Hatfield-McCoy will be halted. We will be picking it back up in December. And we will be having our next title match will be at Jingle Hell Rocks.
All right. Excellent.
So this coming Black Friday, the Hatfield-McCoy division is all for the holiday. Enjoy it. Spend time with your turkeys and your drumsticks and have a good time.
All right. Thank you, Judge. He is Mr. R.A.W. He is Judgment, ladies and gentlemen. And Thanksgiving is always interesting, thanks to Judge Elvacan. So, get the right. I love New York on Thanksgiving Day. The parade is always awesome. And you don't look quite convinced. Awakened. You all right?
Right. I mean, I'm a little. There's some skepticism, but we'll talk.
All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, he takes on Hobo Ezekiel tomorrow for a shot at Starlight's Multimedia Championship at Black Friday. Let's bring on.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now? Grab the bull by the horns.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is Aaron McFadden joining us now on RAWF After Hours. Good evening, Aaron.
Good evening, Robert Davis.
So, tomorrow in Boston, you take on Hobo Ezekiel. If you can beat him then, you go on to Black Friday to challenge for the Multimedia Championship. So talk to me first about facing Hobo tomorrow.
Hobo is always a challenge. Unpredictable, and he's just Hobo.
Well, that's an interesting way of putting it. But no truer words were ever spoken. He is just Hobo. That's for darn sure. With that being said, if you beat him, then you go on to face Starlight for the Multimedia Championship. So let's say you beat Hobo tomorrow. Talk to me about facing Starlight.
It seems like deja vu. I was in this spot again last month, and I let up on my opponent, thinking I had it in the bag, and I didn't.
Well, I mean, that's true. This is true. So it would be your second opportunity, but the second time could be the charm, right?
It could be. If they say, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Or whatever how it goes.
What is this? It could be. Come on, that's fired up a little bit. Right? Like, yes, it's going to be completely different. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to kick his little ass all over the ring. See, that's what we want to hear. Come on. Sell it. Make me believe it.
But I'm not, like... I made, like, the mistake of thinking I had the win before I had the win. So if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I will not stop. I won't stop until I get a title around my waist.
There you go. Okay. Well, I mean, you got to get past Hobo tomorrow, and that's the key. Get past Hobo, move on to face Starlight. So first things first, any words for Hobo who is out there listening right now?
I have none. I just want...
Okay.
To see him in the ring. That's it. I'm not mad. I'm not angry. I'm calm. The rage, it's been subsided, and it So I've been called No Chill McFadden. Well, now you're getting Chill McFadden. Ice Cold McFadden.
Ice Cold McFadden. Okay. I like it. That's interesting. Is it Ice Cold McFadden? Well, considering winter's coming up, I suppose that's appropriate. But at any rate, Aaron, good luck to you tomorrow against Hobo.
Thank you.
All right, that was Aaron McFadden, ladies and gentlemen. He takes on Hobo Ezekiel tomorrow in a multimedia contender match. Did we already discuss that with you, El Vacan, or do we have? Yeah, I think we did, didn't we? I already asked you your opinion on that.
You did.
Oh, okay. All right, well, let's talk about the other contenders.
I'm just going to point out, we still haven't talked about my second belt. We've talked about one. We haven't talked about the other.
Well, that one is still in transition. So, and the GM of that division is not here this evening. So, we're going to have to discuss that at another time. But let's talk about the other contender matches. You have B sticking on Maeve O'Hare for the shot at the Deez's National Championship. What's your unbiased take on this? Confrontation.
I'm sorry, my headset completely just fritzed out. I missed half of what you just said. Try that again.
I said, what is your opinion on the Beast versus Maeve confrontation tomorrow for a shot at the national title?
I think it's going to be a great match. They've actually had a fairly interesting series of really good matches not too long ago. I think the odds are in Maeve's favor. I think that's been proven through that series of matches. But I think it's also been proven that series of matches that, you know, you can't sleep on Beast because he'll put you to sleep.
True enough. True enough. And but either way, I'm looking forward to either national title match, whether it be Deez versus Maeve or Deez versus Beast. Both should be pretty exciting. Either one will be a very exciting match at Black Friday. And then you have Paragon versus Hotshot Chaz. You heard Paragon's comments earlier. The winner will face Mithras for the Platinum Dragon Championship. Who wins out tomorrow, and does either of them have a shot at dethroning Mithras of this long Platinum Dragon title reign?
I think it'll be a good match. I agree with Paragon that Hotshot is eventually going to win gold, and you know he needs to believe in himself and keep trying because he's right on that cusp, but he just needs to figure out what he needs to get through that door, right? And I applaud Paragon for even knowing he's going against him for a fairly major event here. You know, he was like, no, you have to try. You have to remember these things. This is who you are. You're good at this. So, A, I agree with you. B, I applaud you for being able to say that because you could have used his mental state against him because you were well aware of what it does. That being said, smart money's on Paragon here. And then I think Paragon versus Mithras is always an exciting and interesting match. It can kind of go in any way. You have two Hall of Famers, former world champions, former Platinum Dragon champions. Like, you know, these are guys that are, you know, some of the top in this industry. So I can't call that match because that's a wild card.
All right, and finally, let's discuss Griff versus Vex for a shot at Nightcrawler's World Heavyweight Championship. What are your initial thoughts of this match?
Well, like I said before, you know, we know what he's like when he's angry. We saw what he did to Hawkster when he got upset, and he seems, although weird, it's a kind of a weird, it's not like the normal angry Griff. It's this is sort of more like a sadistic Griff. I haven't actually experienced that yet. I don't know that I want to experience it, to be honest. But I think it should be a good match on paper. Vex is, you know, she's beaten him before. I think she can beat him again. She said it herself that it was a lucky win, but she did just beat Mithras for a title. So maybe lightning strikes twice. Maybe she takes out Griff.
We find out tomorrow in Boston. All right. So, El Vacant, I know you're going to cringe when I say this, but it is technically now the holiday season in my books. I know you disagree. Go ahead, say it.
Too early.
Well, you know, I understand that. And if I was going to play a traditional Christmas song, I can understand this. But I want to start the holiday season off right, and nothing says the holidays like this song. So just indulge me for just a second.
Jingle my balls, jingle all the way. Cheers in the sheets, cheers on the bio, cheers on Ohio's intro. Next thing you know, Santa's on his way. Here comes Santa Claus, what are you gonna say? Cheers on the middle, cheers on the sheets, just don't cheers on Santa Claus week. Everybody comes and everybody goes, everybody stays and everybody plays. This is what we do here in Christmas Town. Jizz around and jizz around. Jizz in the hand, jizz on the fan. Just don't ever jizz on this man. I'm telling you right now, if you jizz on me, you're going to have a problem. 1, 2, 3. This is that song, and this is the saying. This is the Christmas little song today. Everybody knows what you're going to do. Yeah, it does taste different for some, even you. Jingle my balls. Jingle my balls, jingle all the way. Have a good Christmas, have a good day, have a good holiday. So jingle my balls, 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 jingle my balls,
jingle my balls. I hate you. So, if you're going to play a holiday song right now, there's a much better one.
Go ahead. I know you've been waiting.
Okay, just give me some.
No way.
Come on.
I'm not into it.
Give me some.
No, it's embarrassing.
There's nobody here. Nobody will see. Come on.
I really just don't want to do
just
it.
Just give
okay?
me some. Come on. You're really good at it.
Really?
Yes. Come on. Wait. You see the moves?
No.
Come on.
No.
Please.
On that note, folks, I think we're going to call it a night. This has been RAWF After Hours. Actually, we should get to our promotions first. Give you 2 seconds to let me know if you don't want to promote. All right. Well, then, Razor, do you have anything to promote tonight?
Yes, sir. I've been hard at work in my office, and I have started Powerball sign up. So if you haven't been there, go guess your numbers.
All right. Thank you, Razor. Paragon, do you have anything to promote tonight?
I didn't, but I was handed this letter by one of the PAs here, and they asked me to advertise something on behalf of the company, I guess. I'm not entirely sure, so
Let's see what this says. ShopOldMill.com. Sweet, crisp, and juicy. These limited edition pickles come once a year. Great for sandwiches, salads, and holiday platters for snacking. Shop Christmas pickle. No, I have nothing to advertise. Okay.
Hey. Judge?
Hello.
Anything to promote tonight?
Yes, I'm going to promote, oh, hell. I just forgot what I was going to promote. Anyway, I'm promoting.
I promote promoting.
Promote yours.
All right.
I totally forgot what I was promoting. I had it in my mind, and then Paragon just told me all, threw me off when he was promoting. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Good night.
All right. El Vacant, anything to promote?
I do, actually. We have a new Christmas special going to be starting on Black Friday, because, you don't do Christmas things before Black Friday, but we will be having one. I'm announcing it now on Black Friday. We will have limited edition pickle candy canes available at the taco trucks for the holiday season.
Okay, what's with the pickles tonight? Okay, all right, Mr. McFadden, you have anything to promote tonight?
Calmness.
All right. Coldness. He promoted coldness.
Cold. Ice. Cold.
Ice.
No.
Cold ice. Okay. Thank you, Aaron, for that. And last but not least, the immortal Griffith. Bill would have promoted something, but he's gone. Just saying. Something took him away. But go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, RAWF fans worldwide, from now until the end of the month, I bring to you, sponsored by as only the immortal can sponsor, Living Hell on Earth for Fire Chief Bill.
All right. Thank you, Griff. And on that note, we're going to call it a night. And folks, thank you for joining us. We'll be back here next week, here right here on RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. For El Vacant, I'm Lord Amadeus. Good night, everybody.
Pickle, 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 p